Joining us on the phone right now from Envision Greater Fond du Lac is the Director of Agricultural Programs, Amy Reese. And Amy, safe to say 2020, just one of those years. Not that you want to forget about it, but you don't need to see another year like that anytime soon, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
When you look back on 2020, some neat things that happened kind of more out of necessity than maybe any planning that went along. You did some very creative things, and I thought we'd talk first about one of those. You did an Ag Venture drive-through that you guys also won an award for.
Yeah, so last year, the agribusiness, the committees that normally run Breakfast on the Farm, did not want to just cancel everything and not celebrate agriculture in Wisconsin during National June Dairy Month. So we thought outside the box. Drive-throughs were something that was safe, and Verclaire Farms stepped up as the host family who do tons of education at their farm year-round already. Had a really great layout for a drive-through, and we created the Drive-Through Ag Venture that took place the fourth Sunday of June, which would have been Breakfast on the Farm, and had really great responses from people who attended. One of the things that really stuck out to a lot of people was that Verclaire Farms worked with the radio station and did an audio tour. And so as the people were driving through, they had a QRL code that loaded all of the audio and video onto their phones. And then as they drove through the farm, they pressed play, and the family members talked to them as they drove through that section of the tour. And I know that one girl, I think she was a third grader, said to her dad, "Where is he, Dad?" They were spot on with, "And to the left, the white thing on the left is this and this." And she just couldn't figure out where this person was standing to make sure that she knew exactly what part of the barn they were going through at the time. It worked out really well. And then, of course, we have super generous agribusinesses in Fond du Lac County that put together, donated a lot of different cheese and milk and yogurt and snack sticks and cookies and popcorn. And we created this bag for joining us. And so many people were just astounded at what was all in that cooler bag when they left. So it really was a great way to still celebrate dairy in Wisconsin. It wasn't the traditional Breakfast on the Farm, but we did have an educational event for the public.
We're talking to Amy Reese, the Director of Agricultural Programs for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. And Amy, I cut you off there when you talked about Breakfast on the Farm. Couldn't do it last year, but as you look ahead, that is back on the calendar for 2021.
That is, and actually the same host that should have been last year. So this year it's at La Claire Family Creamery up in Malone, which, as we know, normally we celebrate dairy. We think cows, but dairy is any animal that produces milk, and we know that goats do that as well here in Wisconsin. So this year we're celebrating Breakfast on the Farm at a goat dairy. We'll still have all the other traditional farm animals as well, and we will be serving breakfast. Biggest change this year is that all breakfasts will be served in a carryout container, so people can take it and eat it where they feel comfortable. They can pick it up and take it home if they would rather do that, but just that mobile aspect of the breakfast this year.
And again, when you talk about Wisconsin, you talk about dairy, you look at June Dairy Day, anything different, anything wildly changed from last year to this year?
So June Dairy Day, we host with National Exchange Bank and Trust down on Main Street, same time as the farmers market. So we're there from 9 to 11 on a Saturday morning. And this year, the biggest thing is that it is provided CDC guidelines stay in place, which I don't see them changing. We're going to just have fewer things where there'd be shared, like game pieces, that kind of thing. But we'll still have all the different dairy foods there, different kinds of games that you won't necessarily, if you know, one person threw the frisbee, the next person, you know, so that kind of thing will be gone. but there will definitely be other educational games there in their place.
Again, we're talking to Amy Reese, the Director of Agricultural Programs and Director of Youth Leadership for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Amy, when you look back on 2020, obviously you, just like everybody else, thrown some curveballs, and you did some things differently, maybe things you never thought you'd do, and some things maybe that you say, you know what, we can keep doing that. One of those items that you guys have been very vocal about have been the virtual classrooms that you have done. Explain that to us.
Since it was like the turn of a switch where we had to all of a sudden everybody be home last March, Bree and I just wanted to figure out a way, okay, so we're not doing classrooms anymore, and we just needed that ability to still teach kids about agriculture, where their food comes from, the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin's economy. In my previous job experience, I am an elementary teacher, so I have a lot of friends that are still teaching, and so as Zoom became popular and Google Meet and things like that, I reached out to some of my close teacher friends and said, hey, can we try this? And of course, they were receptive. And that's kind of how virtual classrooms started up. And then we reached out to teachers who had a regular classroom visit on their schedule last spring. Some wanted to try it, some not necessarily. And so we finished out the school year seeing 43 classrooms, which we were really happy about in a 2-month period. And so watched what was happening over the summer, knew that not all schools were going back in, definitely knew that they weren't really allowing visitors. So Bree and I worked with getting one program per grade level ready for virtual for fall, sent that out to all the teachers this time in Fond du Lac County. Got quite a response. We've been seeing about 500 students per month. That's our goal. And we've hit that goal since September. So pretty happy about that. And then at Christmas time, we saw that they still weren't going to let us in for the spring. Took another whole set of programs, one per grade level, switched those to virtual, and then offered those as well. And we are full through April and are just starting to schedule the first 2 weeks of May, and just love that the schools in Fond du Lac County truly appreciate the presentations that we do often offer and see the importance of teaching kids about agriculture. That's been the most humbling part of the whole thing.
And Amy, when you look at the virtual classrooms, I know it's not ideal, but when you look ahead, is that something you think you can implement into your agricultural curriculum?
Bree and I joke that we could teach agriculture in Japan if we had to. All you need is a link, right? And so we definitely see it maybe as a way to reach out farther. Or some of the schools, this year travel time has been like zero. So, or maybe it's just more convenient for a teacher to log on instead of having us come in. So it's another option to share agriculture's story. And it's, again, you're right, it's not a bad thing. It made us think outside the box, and it might be a keeper.
Again, we're talking to Amy Reese, the Director of Agricultural Programs and the Director of Youth Leadership for Envision Greater Fond du Lac. Amy, if folks want to find out more about any of the events that we've talked about, or they want to get in contact with you and just get more info in general, best way to do that?
So they have two options. They can call the office, 920-921-9500. Or if they check out the website for Envision Greater Fond du Lac, and that is envisiongreaterfdl.com, there is an events tab, and that has all of our events on, and it will include the agriculture events as well.
Amy Reese with Envision Greater Fond du Lac here is looking ahead to a jam-packed and what sounds like a super fun summer for you guys.
Yeah, can't wait. We are ready to go.